Ex-UFC star, Green Beret Tim Kennedy admits to unintentionally falsifying military record. By Dylan Gwynn on July 9, 2025. Former UFC middleweight star and U.S. Army Green Beret Tim Kennedy has admitted to a serious mistake in implying directly or indirectly that he had been awarded a Bronze Star with V for valor during his military service. The Bronze Star with V is awarded to soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who perform acts of heroism in the face of the enemy. Kennedy took to X on Tuesday to take responsibility for the error. "I want to take full and unequivocal responsibility for a serious mistake," Kennedy wrote. "Over the years, I made public statements and gave interviews in which I unintentionally misstated aspects of my military service. Most notably, I implied directly or indirectly that I had been awarded the Bronze Star with valor. That is not true, and there is no excuse for it. I never received that honor, and I deeply regret ever suggesting otherwise." Serious questions about Kennedy's war record came to light several months ago when the Anti-Hero podcast, a show hosted by several veterans, claimed that Kennedy's book, Scars and Stripes, was a book of lies. The Anti-Hero podcast would add another episode on the subject soon after. Kennedy responded by saying that certain media outlets had distorted or misreported his record without his knowledge. "I do not have, nor have I ever claimed to have, a Bronze Star with V device," he wrote on Instagram at the beginning of the year. "I acknowledge that there are a handful of articles on the web, to include a third-party speech booking service, that annotate that award. I did not realize those articles were out there, and I have taken immediate action to correct them." However, in late June, a video was posted by Valhalla VFT hosted by former Green Beret Nathan Kernakia, in which Kennedy claims to have a Bronze Star. This video appears to be what prompted Kennedy to issue an apology. "That kind of recognition is sacred. It represents extraordinary courage under fire, acts that risk or cost lives," Kennedy continued. "To those who truly earned it, and to their families and brothers in arms, I offer my sincere and direct apology. What I said disrespected your service, and I take full ownership of that." He added, "I was young when I stepped into the public eye. And while I wasn't prepared for the scrutiny or pressure that came with it, that doesn't absolve me. I should have known better. Integrity is not situational, and I failed to uphold the standards I claimed to represent. To the military and veteran community, especially those who've served in combat or lost people they love, I am deeply sorry. I know I've let many of you down. You had every right to expect more from me, and I didn't live up to that." Kennedy vowed to hold himself to a higher standard moving forward. "This apology is not the end, it's the beginning. I'm committed to rebuilding trust through honest reflection, visible accountability, and ongoing service to the community I misrepresented myself to. I will no longer speak about my service in a way that elevates me beyond what I actually did. From now on, my words will be guided by truth, humility, and respect. I understand that words alone don't heal disappointment or restore trust. Only time and action will. Thank you to those who have held me accountable. I will do my best to honor that accountability from this point forward." Tim Kennedy racked up a record of 18-6 in fights with the UFC, Bellator, Strikeforce, and other organizations. He last fought at UFC 206 in December of 2016, where he suffered a TKO defeat to Calvin Gastelum.